Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of October 10th, 2011. The latest issue features our China outlook and is also the cover story. Slowing demand cuts growth prospects in China. Domestic and export demand growth there is faltering as the global macroeconomic environment declines and the country's government attempts to control inflation. China has been one of the few shining lights in the global economy up until now, perhaps as chemicals and polymer producers become nervous. The coverage of China continues with an exclusive report examining the growing specialty chemicals industry there. Chemical companies are looking to higher margin areas of activity in the fast-growing specialty chemicals segments. Sales in this area are dwarfed by sales of base substances, but they are growing exponentially, and multinationals have technological advantages for many of these product types over their local competitors. For more of our special China outlook, pick up the latest issue of Ice is Chemical Business today. Also in this issue, an exclusive interview with the CEO of Italian company Polimeri Europa. The CEO says the company will be moving away from commodity chemical production towards high technology production and licensing. Meanwhile, many of the regular weekly columns of Ice is Chemical Business also take a look at what's happening in China. It seems several methanol outages in Asia are set to keep availability tight and support higher prices in China during the fourth quarter. On the other hand, weaker downstream demand and China's tight credit policy are driving polypropylene prices down. Meanwhile, in Singapore, a fire at the Bukhan refinery there has forced petrochemical giant Anglo-Dutch Shell to shut down the facility and declare force majeure on some products, especially naphtha. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of Ice is Chemical Business. Pick up a copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.